Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Touch Grass Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, my name is Johnny Romano.
And I'm GG, Grayson Green.
Oh, GG's here, wow. Through that, isn't it?
Flipped it off a bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
It's that C4 and Shilajit.
That's
the
C4.
OP shit.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by OP Health, 100% pure Himalayan Shilajit, the Black Edition. Make sure you buy it. Outperform, overpower, optimize your potential. Our product is OP. Make sure you grab that on the market. Right, we're going to be talking about the second event that took place at the Square live in Sports City. Fantastic event. We were coming back off an amazing event back in March. It was fantastic. Yep. Loved every second of it. Let's get into the second one. Obviously, that one was ending with Ramsey as the champion, and we had brand new tag team champions as Efra and Jay Blade, and this was an absolute belting event as well. Let's get into it. Too many were coming off the back of two big wins. Johnny Evazu defeated Shaheen, yep, a controversial standard. We're not going to get into that though, because that could be a massive argument.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no E.
We try not to argue anymore.
I digress. Yeah. Johnny Evers coming off the back of a victory with Fires, who was also coming off the back of a big victory as well against Koya Burn. Can I just say, this is up there with match of the year.
It was. I didn't think the bell rang.
So we need to rewatch this.
Yeah.
Because we've either missed it or we got so transfixed in what the hell was going on and loving every second of it, we missed the bell.
There was no brick they didn't touch, mate, in the audience. They went everywhere.
They went everywhere. So they came in, they just started banging. We said this is our favourite thing, two meaty men slapping meat.
Yeah.
Loved every second of it. These two were going at it, hammer and tongs. They were in the premium grandstand. They were in the elevator stand. They were in the drinking only stand. They were in the family stand. They were fighting all over the place. Johnny Evers at one point standing on the top of the railings on the elevator stand to jump on Fires. Fires dragged him down. We got throw him in the bin chance, which to then Fires tried to throw him in the bin.
Yep.
They kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It was power. It was chops. It was kicks. It was fist. It was everything. It was everything that I love in wrestling.
It was probably the match of the night for me.
Like I said, it could be match of the year.
It could be match of the year because I've never seen that. I've never seen these two big boys move as fast and as far as they went.
The intensity.
It was insane. And I was on the edge of actually, we weren't even on the edge of the seats. We were standing up.
We were standing up.
We didn't know what to do. We didn't know where it was gone. It was back and forth. The whole lever was going, Johnny Fires.
And it was on fire. And we didn't know what was going on. We didn't have a clue what was going on. We didn't know who was going to win. Like I said, these two were coming off the back of amazing events, amazing victories. And we're like, and then all of a sudden, I think Fires threw Johnny in the ring.
Yep.
And they were like, right, waiting for a bell. And then the bell didn't ring. And we're like, what's going on? But in the end of the day, a great match. Johnny managed to I think Johnny got the victory.
Victory Lariat.
It was dubbed that. This is the new finish of them.
It's like a clothesline from hell. Like a JBL.
JBL.
It's like a JBL clothesline from hell.
Never mind JBL. JVE.
JVE.
So it's the JVE.
Yeah.
Clothesline from hell.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it's taken down everyone. It took down Shaheen and it's took down Fires. Johnny, victory Evers with a massive win against Fires. And we've got a special guest here.
We've got a special guest here.
How are you doing? We're
I'm on top of the world. I got you the C4. What else do you want?
You got us the C4. We've got the other brand there as well. We've got none other than Shaheen.
Take it away.
Hello, guys. How's everything? Hope you had a good time.
We had an amazing time, mate. Amazing. It was absolutely stunning. It was a cracking event. Lots of changes.
Lots of kids, which is good.
Yes. Loved it. They got right into it. They had a whole kids area, basically.
They were jumping over the barriers like no one's stopping them. It's like they were drinking C4s.
Well, maybe they're the new wrestlers coming up
perhaps,
for the ranks.
Perhaps.
Yeah. If they're not scared, mate. They're not scared.
It looks like we've got a few new talents coming through in Dubai.
Seems like it.
Look at this here. Popping the seal. On the OP.
Pop the OP cherry.
There we go.
Look at that.
Nice. Take a whiff of that.
Nice. You want some? It's going to turn you into the people's champ.
We've got Sexy Sam in the building. This is OP Health. 100% Shilajit. I'll be getting you on. Don't worry about that.
What does it do?
It's power for champions.
Oh,
boost testosterone.
Yeah, yeah. Like the blue, like the blue pill.
That's the black pill over there.
Changes for the blue pill. Color exactly. Change.
Overall, how do you like the event compared to Warehouse 4?
Bang! Oh, mate, this is unbelievable. This is 10 level. Times. Like we said on the comms, mate. Like I said, it's like it's 10 times better. I'm not giving Warehouse 4 the discredit it is. It's amazing a venue for the shows, but this has got another level. This felt like a true
it's
big event.
It's the stage, the lights, the HD trons on the side.
The audio, mate. The audio was on point.
Yes, yes.
Into a glass ball?
Yeah.
It was all I wished for. If you told me 2 years ago, today's our second anniversary, by the way.
Wow.
Hey, yeah. Second anniversary. Happy anniversary.
You guys could join us. With some cake. We got some second anniversary cake for everybody.
We'll be coming after this podcast.
Awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. So what I was saying is 2 years ago, we started down at Warehouse 4. Before that, we were doing the Warehouse down at Just Play. We went over from 70 fans to 100 to 200 to 250. And now finally, we're doing this. So to see that immense growth over the just 2 years, what's in store for the next
6 months?
Yeah.
Just say 6 months because...
I mean, why 6 months? Next month when that... Suave guy comes over.
Suave, yeah, man. Yeah. Where's that going to be?
We don't know yet.
Could it be here again?
Could be here. Could be at Warehouse 4. Could be at...
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock. Could be anywhere.
Who knows? The world's your oyster.
The world's our oyster.
It's not even Dubai's your oyster. The world's your oyster.
How's this with the thing?
That C4 perfect. Was banging, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
C4 was great.
Yeah, mate. The plastic C4 is plastic cup C4.
The OP was really running through my veins tonight, to be honest with you. Massively. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
We'll get it boxed.
Yeah.
100%. The ambassador.
Ambassador. Is that breaking news on the podcast?
I don't know. You say it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And children.
And children. Boys and girls. I would like to announce to you the first ever ambassador to OP 100% pure Himalayan Shilajit. Black edition is none other than the essence of Dubai, the ace of the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, baby.
That is breaking news. TGW has just broke the world's biggest news of 2024. This is unbelievable. Big things are to come. Look out on our Instagram. Look out on Shaheen's stories because it is going to hit you and it's going to hit you hard. And are you ready for OP? Because we're ready for Overpower. And I think the world is ready for OP, baby. Check out the Instagram. Check out the stories because it's coming your way. The new ambassador for the new product on the line, on the table, around the world is Shaheen, the essence of Dubai.
Nice talking to you guys. Just wanted to come in and break that news so you guys can continue to do whatever you were doing best, which
is... Yeah, we'll finish what we do.
Finish what you do.
Yeah, he's taken the Shaheen and he's gone.
And then we'll be getting the cake after.
Oh, mate.
We're going to save you a few slices.
Make sure you save me some of the rocks pie as well while you're there.
Yeah, take the Shilajit.
The rocks pie.
Don't leave your Shilajit behind.
I'll be back. He'll be back. Breaking news right there.
Unbelievable.
The brand new OP ambassador.
Yep.
Shaheen.
I don't even know where we were. Let's get back to the podcast.
Loved every second of it. Right, let's get into it. Shaheen, what a legend, by the way.
Yep.
This is what happened. This is why we do it straight after.
I know. It might not be the most quality, but you'll get...
Doesn't matter. It's real.
You'll get the real shit.
You get real emotional
stuff
here. Let's get back into it then. So Victory Lariat.
Done. Victory Lariat.
Johnny Everswood. Zephyr versus Koya. Again, a great match. Zephyr coming off the back of winning... And being one half of the tag team champions.
Exactly.
Gets into the ring with Koya, who we all know what Koya could do.
Yep.
You discounted Koya straight away.
I did, 100% discounted him. Because you know why? Zephyr absolutely made him look like an amateur in the ring. Dominated him. Had him 1-2-3. He could have pinned him.
Who won?
But took his time.
Who won?
With the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment.
The Paul Smackage. Koya... With one of the biggest wins of his career.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I would bet my house on Zephyr winning that.
He pinned one half of the tag team champion, Zephyr.
What does that mean? Does that mean that Koya finds a partner?
I mean...
Well, it could. It could be the person in the future That could be his partner, but we'll get onto that later.
Let's go then.
Yeah.
Let's see. So the next match that was on, Cryptid taking on Ali Reza. Yeah, that's right. Cryptid taking on Ali Reza. Now let's just talk about these two men for a minute. We were very excited. Probably we called it the best rivalry in WrestleFest DXB history.
Yeah.
And we thought that after the Battle of Three that they had, we wouldn't see this again.
No.
And my God, did we see it?
We did see it. And you know what? It wasn't up there in the upper echelons of the rivalry they had in the past, but it was a good rivalry. It was a good match. There were twists and turns, and in the end, it was a mist to the face.
Well, before we got that, though, we got Ali Reza losing his head. And but let's just get back to the...
No, I didn't. Well, he didn't. Where did he lose his head?
Let's go to
where,
the start.
Where did he lose his head?
With a low blow.
No, I didn't see it, mate. No chance.
You never see it.
No chance,
I told you, you need to change this prescription. You need to show those specs, series, mate.
I was looking all the time, mate. What happened? He was dusting off his feet on the ring like he normally does, and Cryptid got in the way.
I'm pretty sure it was a low blow.
Nah, it's dusting off.
But let's get back to the start of the match where they both bowed to each other and shook hands. Pretty sure there was gooses running all around my arms.
I think there was gooses running around everyone's, mate.
But what an amazing moment that was. Me and you, Grayson, we've been to all these events.
We have.
We know what these two men have been through. Yeah. We follow the whole story.
Correct.
So to see these two men, after what they've been through together and what they've done to each other, to have a little bow, respect, a handshake, it's quite emotional.
It was. It was very emotional.
Big respect.
I like to see the respect earned and deserved in the middle of the ring.
And then when they got into the match, there was a low blow by Reza and then a miss to the face by Cryptid. So you just can't take that rivalry out of them.
But yeah, but
they gave it back to each
other. Cryptid got the win, but then Ali Reza got his win afterwards anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he ended up pinning the ref.
He pinned the ref 1-2-3. Cryptic.
Was that because you called that he couldn't see? He was pinning
in the eyes. So is Ali Reza gone from here thinking he's beat Cryptid? Because he did. When Cryptid raised his hands, he looked like a bit weird.
Yeah, and then they walked out quite happy with each other, which you wouldn't if you'd lost. Yeah, I think he thinks he's pinned.
You reckon he's gone on? He's probably put on Instagram.
Yeah, he tells his wife. That was an amazing win tonight. You should have seen me out there.
Yeah,
you know, I got misted and everything. Yeah. I still won. But
surprise roll up for 1-2-3.
Yeah, you should have seen it. Ali Reza lost, missed the face by Cryptid and a big knee off the top rope. Ali Reza then pinned the ref, thinking it was Cryptid. Yep. Next match, it was the co-main event. It was Jay Blade and the other half of the tag team champions taking on Shaheen. And this one lasted shorter than a smoke.
The actual promo and the intros to the match lasted longer than the match. Jay Blade came out and got what I would say is Dirty Dom heat from the DXB audience.
Oh, God, he got beat
out
of the building.
They were booing. Shaheen was jumping from left to right to center of the audience, waiting for Jay Blade to finish his sentence. He couldn't get even three words out.
No, you couldn't.
And then when Shaheen gave him the microphone to say, you can have three words...
He had about 1,000.
Yeah, he had about 1,000, mate. I don't know if he can count.
He got booed out of the building.
There's no building.
The building got booed
and
as well.
You heard that many boos in an open air arena, basically.
Wow. And which is something. Because you lose all the noise.
You do, it's gone.
We couldn't hear ourselves at points. It was Dirty Dom.
Yeah,
hatred.
Dirty Dom.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Blade had been given. Jay Blade's mastered it.
He has. He's got it, mate.
He's got it.
He's got it all.
He has.
He's got it all.
And I can't wait to see this Jay Blade and Zephyr ride.
He's the mouthpiece for that tag team champion.
Well, Zephyr doesn't say a word.
No, he doesn't.
And make sure, because he did say a few words, go check it out on the YouTube or on the Touchgrass Wrestling podcast, because we did do a sit-down with Jay Blade and Zephyr. And my God, that was hard.
Yeah, it was.
They would not give me an inch. Anything.
And when you did, they gave you a mile.
They gave me a mile. But again, Shaheen needed a win.
He did. And
can you remember last time Shaheen won?
I don't remember last time Shaheen won. But he also, Jay Blade didn't get out of his outfit, out of his leather jacket.
No, he's still in the leather jacket. Gone. And you said that's the reason he lost.
That shows how powerful Shaheen can be.
He didn't mess around.
He was over. I think he's over losing.
Yeah.
I'd be over losing. I'd be like so annoyed.
Like I said, I can't remember last time he won.
I think he's 1-8 now or something like that.
Yeah, he's put a lot of people over. But it's time to see the Shaheen rise now.
I need a Shaheen versus Sexy Sam.
Well, let's discuss this.
Yeah.
The main event of the evening, Thomas the Hatchet Ramsey taking on none other than Sexy Sam.
Yeah.
Sexy Sam, it was announced in the first event that we'd been to that Sexy Sam was going to cash in his medallions against Thomas Ramsey. Let's talk about it. Sexy Sam again, another fan favourite. Ramsey coming in undefeated, unbeatable.
Yeah.
We thought, okay, this is going to be, I thought this is going to be a breeze in the park. You were a bit more sceptical. I thought that Ramsey would win this, no doubt. And we did discuss at the start of the first event that Sexy Sam had come in with medallions, he'd come in with tag team titles. Could he leave the whole Square, DXB, collaboration, huge premium line event weekend, or whatever you call it, with all that gold?
And I was skeptical.
He didn't leave with any of that gold that he came.
No, he didn't.
But he left with the biggest prize in all of DXB.
We were shocked. The whole crowd was shocked. We couldn't believe that he was pinned.
The reason why I'm talking a bit quieter now is because I've lost my voice.
Yeah.
Sexy Savage Sam single-handedly defeated Ramsey.
The unbeatable, the immovable object.
Fair and square.
Charismatic force.
No cheating. No nothing. Fair and square. Beat Ramsey.
Sexy slam. Sexy slam. 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring.
That's a massive moment. And it was something that Rami missed on the mic. It was we announced it on the comms.
Yeah.
Sexy Sam is the inaugural Grand Slam champion. Medallion winner. Tag team champion winner. DXB World Heavyweight Champion winner. He's won everything in DXB. He's done it all.
That's it.
Where does Sexy Sam go from here?
He defends that belt for, I reckon, until this time next year. Long-term champion, because you know what? He got up on that apron. He got up on the top rope. The crowd were chanting, "You deserve it."
He does deserve it.
He does deserve it. And I don't think anyone's going to stop this beast unless Johnny Evers can find some way to obtain that belt from him.
Well, if he can, then that's huge. If he can win the title, then that's massive. But he's not just beaten Johnny Evers. He's won the rivalry.
He has.
He's, like we say, he's a former tag team champion.
Yep.
He's a former medallion holder. And now he is none other than the DXB World Heavyweight Champion.
What's up, guys?
And I'm going to say it right now. We're crowning you as the first ever DXB Grand Slam champion.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear from the champion right now.
Here he comes.
Always good talking to you guys.
Here he is. The man, the myth, the legend, the new DXB champion.
New champ.
Sexy Sam. You deserve it, mate. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. It's, it was great. I'm still, over the moon here. And yeah, it was a good moment. Very proud moment for me. Grand Slam champion. I've won it all. I've won the medallions. I've won the tag championships. Now the world championship. All of them.
Everything.
Everything.
It's an unbelievable story. Now, the last time we spoke to you, it was a bit of a sad Sam. It was a bit of a sad story.
Yeah.
You had the medallions main event where your best friend, your tag team partner, turned on you, turned his back on you. But we knew that by the end of that night, you still had the last laugh. You still had the upper hand. You won the medallions. The story has come a long way. It's been over a month. We've seen you lose the tag team champions, but you still had the medallions. You cashed them in fair and square.
Fair and square.
And tonight, you've left us not only the DXB World Champion, as far as we're aware, correct us if we're wrong, because you'll know, the first DXB Grand Slam champion.
First ever.
First ever.
I think so.
No one else has won everything. No one.
Who was the first tag champs? Zephyrin Blade, was it? Yeah. Yeah, so I am.
You are the first ever Grand Slam DXB champion.
That's true.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What a moment.
Yeah.
What a moment.
Yeah.
So it's a big night for Sam tonight.
Big night, yeah. It's a shame that Johnny and I haven't clashed tonight. But, I'm open to offering him that challenge when that time comes. I still have unfinished business with him. I'm not going to walk away from what happened last time.
You still got beef with Johnny?
Of course.
Were you surprised he didn't get involved tonight? We were surprised. We thought surely Johnny, he's going to cost you the big one.
He knows better. He knows, you know, how pissed off I was after last time. But it's a shame that we didn't clash tonight. I want him to know that when that time is right, I'm giving him that opportunity to face me in the ring for that world championship.
Will that be on the 28th of April?
Don't know. We have to see.
Wow. Is that a challenge?
Challenge.
Wow.
We need to hear from Johnny now.
We need to hear from Johnny then.
Yeah.
We need to see the end of the story. We need forget WrestleMania. We need to finish the story.
If he's man enough, yeah.
101.
We finish it. Yeah.
Hey, he's on a hell of a run, though, by the way. Johnny's changed everything. His style's changed. His charisma's changed. His whole personality's changed. Do you think... We know you're on a hell of a run. That took a bit of a curb stomp when you lost the DXP champions, but we didn't think you would win them, retain them, because we know how hard it was winning them, even with a partner. We know how good Zephyr and Jay Blade are.
Of course.
But to go mano a mano, one-on-one with Ramsey, the unbeatable Ramsey, the black belt, and to beat him fair and square... I don't think anyone, you made me a believer, I don't think anyone can stop Sexy Zone. Anyone.
I do agree with you. Nobody can stop me. As long as I've got these people behind me, nobody can stop me.
I can't wait to see it. Sexy Sam, I'll say it one more time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you,
guys.
You
are the inaugural Grand Slam champion, and no one will ever take that away.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Proud moment.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you, Sam. You heard it here first. The Grand Slam champion.
It's insane.
It's just jumped
on. This is what you get. You get live reactions straight away. After the show, you actually get special interviews with DXB wrestlers and superstars.
Tell me any other podcast that provides this insight.
After. You don't see freaking Chris Jericho after wrestling go sit down and get... a podcast straight up. But he's not even the commentary team. You don't see Michael Cole bring over The Rock and go, hey, mate, you want to sit down for 10 minutes?
I tell you what, this is the best podcast on the airwaves. Bring you real SHIT.
Yeah, we're climbing our way back up to the number one wrestling podcast.
We are.
In not the UAE, but the GCC.
We are. And I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of collaborations going with KSA, I believe, coming down the line. We will be covering all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be taking a flight over to cover that.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's going to be a lot of more of this podcast is going to probably grow, I think. I don't think you're only going to hear from just me and Johnny, but I think we're going to get, Johnny might sit down with a few people. You know, he might sit down with Miss Romano and talk shop.
Absolutely.
I might sit down with Miss Romano and talk shop.
Absolutely.
Like I did on comms.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I might sit down with a wrestler and talk shop. It's not always going to be us together. But there'll always be someone with us, and it might even be solo sometimes as well, because we just need to get that content out.
We've got to get the content out. Yeah. We have to. And exactly. We always do.
We always do. But I know we got told that they love our chemistry.
Yeah. Oh, we, you can't
beat it. But there's always going to be people that are going to step in when people are busy, because we're busy people as well.
We are. Yeah. But we love this.
We love this shit.
And we've loved tonight.
Yes.
And it's great to be back. And I can't wait to be back at the Square. Fantastic night of action. We've left you with a brand new Grand Slam champion, and what an amazing moment. The medallions are now free. They are now up in the air. We don't know who's going to get them, but what we do know is that there's going to be a massive event on the 28th of April. We will be there. We will cover it. And until then, let me just say as well, the power rankings is going to be interesting, but that's another argument with me and Grayson for another day. Until then, if you do not like our opinions... then go outside, touch grass.